What's up, girl? Thanks for inviting me over. Oh. Hi, Bart. I didn't know you'd be here. Bart was my girlfriend's nerdy teen neighbor. He was always over fixing her computer or talking to her. She was only nice to him because he worked on her computer for free. It was, like, totally obvious he was crushing on her. And me. He always gave me the creeps, though. What a weirdo. So, did you get a new doggy? Well, where is he? Aww, he's so cute. Come here, boy. Come here. Good boy. Would you like to go on a walk with us? Aw, you're so friendly. God, he's a big dog. What breed is he? Oh? He's a Labrador? Huh. God, he's huge. Well, let's take him for a walk. Come on. Wanna go for a walk, boy? Well, why aren't you getting up? What's wrong? What's going on here? Why are your hands behind your back? Why are you handcuffed? Alyssa, what's going on? Is that true, Bart? You fucking handcuffed her? What? Why are you holding a gun? Bart? Fuck you, Bart. I'm calling the police. Bart? Bart, stop. No, stop. Yeah, so I totally told you Bart gave me the creeps, right? What kind of a name is Bart anyways? Who names their kid fucking Bart? So, the little shit had apparently came over and handcuffed her at gunpoint and then told her to call me over to check out her new dog. It turns out the dog was his, not hers. I guess all that pent-up teenage sexual frustration had finally gotten the best of the kid. Now, here I am, just waking up after the bastard clocked me in the temple with the gun. I'd never been knocked out before. Let me tell you, it is so not cool. What the hell? Fuck, what's going on, Alyssa? What the fuck, Alyssa? So, when I came to, the first thing I noticed was Alyssa and I were both stripped naked. Bart was sitting in the corner of her bedroom. His cock was out, and he was watching my best friend as he slowly jacked off. He had the gun pointed straight at her. I was surprised that his cock was that big, to be honest. I had never thought a nerdy loser like that would have such a giant teen cock. Go figure. Like I said, he was watching Alyssa. Oh my God, he was watching her. She was sitting on the Labrador's face, and holy shit, she was slowly sucking that dog's hard cock. The animal's prick was huge. Like, I had never seen a dog's dick before, but this one was all swelled up and fat. It was totally red with bright purple veins and one large fat vein right up the center. Alyssa, you're fucking 69ing with a goddamn dog. Oh my God. Stop this, Bart. Stop, and we won't call the police, okay? Ow, fuck. Why did you hit me? Okay, oh God, that hurts. Just stop, Bart. Please, don't hit me again. What are you doing? Bart, no! No, don't, Bart! Yeah, he did it. He raped me. I should have known that was his plan all along, right? I felt him behind me, my soft ass against his strong hips, doggy style. Now, that's ironic, isn't it? Considering my girlfriend was blowing his dog. I felt him forcefully spread my ass cheeks apart, making my pussy wide open. There was nothing I could do. The teen boy's cock went deeply inside of me. Every inch of my tight cunt stretched around his big dick. Okay, Bart. It's okay. Give it to me. I want it. Just don't hurt me anymore. Okay? Just have fun. Let's just have fun. Okay, I'll do it. I'll do anything you want. No one has to get hurt. Yes, I'll say that too. No problem. Oh, it does feel good, Bart. You have such a big, fat cock. Well, I wasn't lying about that part. The kid's fat tool was really stretching me out. I clamped down on it, making his going a little slower in my ultra-tight snatch. He told me if I didn't get up there and join Alyssa in sucking off his dog, that he was going to shoot me in the asshole. And, well, I felt the cool metal of the gun on my asshole. So yeah, I started sucking off his dog. Alyssa and I really double-teamed the stupid canine with our mouths. The dog was hungrily eating her pussy while she sat on its furry face. In the confusion, I could be wrong, but was she enjoying it? She was really twerking on the lab's face, her hips grinding on its big, licking pink tongue. I'd never blew a dog before, so I guess there's a first time for everything. It was huge in my mouth and really hot. The dog's cock was literally throbbing, squirting quick jets of his seed deep down my throat. It tasted really weird and salty, nothing like my boyfriend's cum. Bart, well, he told me to talk dirty, so I did. Oh yeah, Alyssa, suck that fat dog cock while he fucks me hard. Bart has such a big fucking cock. Almost as big as his dog's. Fuck me hard, Bart. Rape my pussy. Wanna watch me suck your doggy while your balls deep in my cunt? Wanna watch his fat animal tool slipping in and out of my mouth? You like that, master? Like how I just sucked on your dog's raging erection? I bet you wish that was your cock down there, master. Being sucked by two hot women instead of this horny dog dick, don't you? Yeah, fuck me. Rape my tight pussy, master. While my perverted girlfriend sits on your dog's face. Watch as I guide this big Labrador cock into her hot mouth. God, Bart. God, you got a big dick. That did it. Unfortunately for both of us, for unknown reasons that, to this day, I can't explain, I orgasmed on his raping, invading, hard dick. I came so hard that I blacked out. And that's it. Looking back on it, I guess the boy's fantasies had reached the pinnacle of what he wanted. Balls deep in my cunt as I teased his dog, watching his dog get sucked off by two girls. This kid was one sick fuck. I had felt his cock swell up as I squeezed down on it. And then my own unexpected violent climax literally made me pass out. When I awoke, Bart was gone. So was the dog. The police were interviewing Alyssa as she cried. I had been covered up with a towel as an officer asked me questions. And you know what? I told him that nothing happened. Yep, everything was fine. That Alyssa was just my lesbian girlfriend and had done some hard acid. I left and knocked on Bart's door. He opened it, holding a gun and a collar. I walked in and smiled and asked if Master could give his girl some more playtime with the nasty doggie.